One of my favorite mountain tales is A Dollar a Minute, a story about that old sorry Brer Rabbit. Now, they wasn't nothing that the Brer Fox liked to eat better than goober peas. So one spring, he set in to planting him a great old big field of nothing but goober peas. And he plowed, and he planted, and he watered, and he fertilized, till he had him the prettiest big old patch of goober peas. Now, they's just about ready to eat, and he went home that evening, and he said to Miss Fox, "Miss Fox, tomorrow we's gonna have goober peas to eat." And he went to bed that night and dreamed sweet dreams of goober peas. Now, unbeknownst to him, there is somebody else that had their eye on that goober pea patch. Is that sorry, low-down, good-for-nothing Briar Rabbit. And he knowed when they's ready to eat, too. And he went home that night and he said, "Miss Rabbit, get the young'uns, we's a-going for a feast." So Miss Rabbit rounded up all the little baby rabbits, and they hopped over to the field. They went all around that fence that was around that field until they found this little hole in the fence. And then they scampered through it. And they ate. And they ate. And they ate until they couldn't eat no more. And then they wobbled back to the house and fell into bed. Bright and early the next morning, the old Briar Fox got his basket and he headed off to his field. But did he get the surprise of his life? For there weren't hardly no goober peas left in that whole field. He said, "I'm a-going to catch that there varmint what ate up my goober peas." So he went all around that fence until he found that little hole in the fence. And then he devised him a plan. He went back home and he got him some rope, and he tied it to a young sapling tree that was nearby, and then he bent it way over, and he fastened it around that hole in the fences to make him a trap, and then he went back home and waited. Well, about lunchtime that next morning, that old Briar Rabbit, he began to wake up. He said, I believe there might be a few goober peas up on the left-hand side of that field. I'm going to go see." So he hopped over to the field, and he went all around that fence until he found that little hole in the fence. And he started to scamper through, and he had almost cleared it when, wham, that trap was set. His head was flung up in the air. His feet was pointed up and his head was pointed down. And he was swinging to and fro and backwards and forwards. And no matter what he did, he couldn't get loose. He said, "Oh, what a mess I done made out of my life." And he looked off, and yonder down the road come the old Briar Bear a-sauntering along, going, "Ba-doop, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop." And the Briar Rabbit, he hollers, "Hey, Briar Bear!" And the old bear stops. And he looks all around one way. And he looked all around the other way. And he shrugged his shoulders and he said, "I don't see nobody." So he kept on walking. Ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. And the Briar Rabbit, he hollers again, "Hey, Briar Bear!" And that old bear stops. And he looked all around one way. And he looked all around the other way. And he shrugged his shoulders and he said, "I must be yearn things." So he kept on walking. Ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. And the Briar Rabbit, he hollers again, "Hey, Briar Bear!" This time that old bear stopped. He looked all around again, and he said, "Who said that?" And the Briar Rabbit, he says, "Briar Bear, it's me, the Briar Rabbit, up here in this tree." And the old bear looked, and way up yonder in the top of that tree was that rabbit. And he said, "Briar Rabbit, what are you doing up in that tree?" And that rabbit said, "Well, you see, I'm up here. I'm earning me a dollar a minute." And the bear said, "A dollar a minute? How are you doing that?" Well, you see, the Briar Fox, he's paying me a dollar a minute to scare the crows off his sure goober pea patch. So that's what I'm a-doing. Shoo! Shoo, crow! Shoo! Wow, said the bear. I wish I had me a job like that. And the rabbit said, you do? Well, you know, being me and you such good friends and all, and I've been up here pretty near all day, and I am getting a little tired. I tell you what, if you was to come up here and get me down, I'd let you come up here, and you could earn you a dollar a minute. And the old bear said, wow, that would be very nice. So the old bear climbed up the tree, and the weight of the bear bent the tree way over. And then he unloosened the rope, and that rabbit scampered off pell-mell. And the old bear stepped into the trap, and wham, that trap was set. And he was flung up in air. His head was pointed down, and his feet was pointed up. And he was swinging to and fro and backwards and forwards. And he was saying, shoo, shoo, crow, shoo. Well, about this time, the old Briar Fox decided he'd come out and see if he'd caught him anything in his trap. So he walked over to the field. Briar Bear, what in the world are you doing up in that tree?
Well, said the bear, I'm earning me a dollar a minute. Shoo, shoo, crow.
A dollar a minute, said the Briar Fox. How in the world are you doing that?
Well, the Briar Rabbit, he said, shoo, shoo, crow, that you would pay me a dollar a minute to shoo the crows off this sure goober pea patch. Shoo, shoo, crow.
You silly old bear, there ain't no such a deal. He's done made a fool out of you. Oh, the old bear got so mad he growled. He said, cut me down from here, I'm a-going rabbit hunting. So the old Briar Fox climbed the tree, and he cut the bear down. And when he did, that bear took off as fast as he could run.
Ba-do, 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 ba-do.
Well, the Briar Rabbit knowed that when the Briar Bear got loose, that he would be in big trouble. So he ran just as fast as he could to the other side of the meadow. And on that yon side, there was a big old pond. So he sunk down in the mud in that pond. He covered up his fur. He covered up his ears. He even covered up his old cotton tail. Till all that was sticking out was his eyeballs. And from a distance, he kinda looked like the Briar Toad a-sitting there. Well, in just a short time, that old bear come by just as fast as he could go,
ba-do, 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 ba-do.
And when he got near that pond, he stopped. And he said,
morning, Briar Toad.
Well, the Briar Toad was really the Briar Rabbit. He said, good morning, Briar Bear. How are you this fine morning?
Well, I'm doing okay. Did you happen to see the Briar Rabbit?
Well, the Briar Rabbit, who was pretending to be the Briar Toad, said, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. I seen him about 30 minutes ago. He was a-runnin' as fast as he could down this here road. If you go real fast, you might can catch him. And the Briar Bear said, thank you kindly. And he took off even faster than before.
Ba-do, 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 ba-do.
Now, when he got clean out of sight, that old Briar Rabbit come out of that mud. He went over to the pond, and he took him a long, leisurely bath. He washed his fur. He washed his ears. He even washed his old cotton tail. And then he took him a piece of bark off a nearby tree, and he combed it out all pretty-like. And then he went home happy. 'Cause this time, not only had he outsmarted the Briar Fox, but the Briar Bear, too.